Football season has kicked off another round of scrutiny over how professional sports teams use Native American mascots. But in Eastern Washington, a minor league baseball team has earned the approval of its native namesake. Jessica Robinson reports on an unusual alliance and a new baseball jersey.
Avista Stadium in Spokane is full of the familiar sights, sounds, and smells.
Step right up, immediate beer service, no way.
Of baseball. And then there are the things that might make you do a double take. At the restrooms, men and women are written in English and in another language. It's Salish, a family of languages, really, that was spoken for centuries throughout the Northwest. In the team store, you can buy a ball cap with the Spokane Indians logo in Salish.
Things have changed. You know, there used to be teepees for our ticket offices.
Otto Klein is the senior vice president of the Spokane Indians Baseball Club. It's a farm team of the Texas Rangers. In 2006, the team asked the tribe to be part of its rebranding efforts. Gone were the days when the team's logo featured a grinning Chief Wahoo. Now the team has incorporated feathers and the tribe's native language into an official logo. And this year, the team introduced the most visible nod to the tribe's culture yet, a home game uniform in Salish. The idea came up at one of their regular meetings with the tribe.
They came to us and they said, look, one of the problems that we're having right now is that our native tongue is dying. And so that's when we decided to put on the front of our uniform, it has traditionally for years said Spokane. And what we decided to do this year is we change it to what we like to call Spokane, but it is definitely pronounced differently.
Spokane. Spokane.
Hortensia Ford pronounces the word, which is written out in a curling script with two apostrophes. Ford is a Salish teacher on the Spokane Tribe of Indians Reservation, about 50 miles from the crack of the bat in Avista Stadium. The written version of Salish has only been created in the last century, in part to preserve the language. The Spokane Tribe says only 11 people are fluent in their dialect. They try to keep it going with stories for kids. Rudy Pion is the chairman of the Spokane Tribe of Indians. He says he has gotten some criticism for the tribe's relationship with the baseball team.
You know, we have a couple individual tribal members also that have had the opinion that they don't like any mascots whatsoever. Non-tribal people have had the same opinion. And to be truthful, to me, it's easy for me to pick out which ones are negative connotations and what the meanings are.
And he says the collaboration has been worth it because their culture is still recovering from generations of children being sent to boarding schools and forbidden from speaking their native languages. Now the tribe is trying to increase the ranks of Salish speakers, and Pion says the team uniforms help by creating a kind of cool factor.
What I like to related to would be when Michael Jordan and the Nike swoosh took off. Everybody wanted a pair of Jordans. Well, I've got all kinds of kids and even a lot of adults too. Where can I get one of those jerseys? So I think it helps.
The baseball team plans to put up more signage in the native language around the stadium, though sometimes the translators have to get creative. Hortensia Ford reads the translation for baseball.
Septinum, someone who hits something. Oh, with something.
Someone who hits something with something. At a recent game, longtime Indians fans John Bishop and Bob Reed sat in the upper reaches of the stadium, cheering on their team against the Salem Kaiser Volcanoes. Bishop and Reed have rarely missed a home game, going back years.
I'd say, 20, 25 years?
Something close to it, yeah.
In this same spot.
The two of you?
Yep.
This year, the team tested out the new uniforms. Under league rules, the players wore them less than half the time this season. And these devoted fans, what did they think?
I think it's a good deal.
You like it?
Yeah. I wish they'd maybe wear it more, but maybe they will next year because it's good for everybody.
Turns out the players think it's good for them, too. The team started off the season winning a lot of games when they wore the Spokane uniforms. And in the fine baseball tradition of getting superstitious, they kept wearing them. I'm Jessica Robinson in Spokane.
Hit out towards third, a bad hop, and it goes right by the third baseman and out into left field for a base hit. Jones coming in.
Speed Dragon Jack right by. Ice cold beer right here.